So we're going to move on to the last section. So looking at discipline and vision. Okay, Andrew, all yours.
Okay, healthy and unhealthy disciplines, how it works, we're going to go through, again, remember, our character assets are faith-seeking, God-centered faith, honesty, consideration, and generosity to ourselves, then to our families, then to our workplace, and then to the community. We want to be on the, our goal in recovery is to always be on the character asset side of the street. Before we go into the tools, I want to give a whole idea about staying in life, which is why it's important for us to build ourselves up. Building ourselves up is the same thing as beating ourselves up, but beating ourselves up is involuntary. It happens based on fear spikes. And the condition of our planet right now, we got more fear spikes than we know what to do with. So our job is to know that beating ourselves up, insulting ourselves, really just pouring mud on our vision or our souls is an involuntary thing. We don't have to prepare for it. We don't have to go to meetings. It happens all by itself. However, building ourselves up is a voluntary thing. It means we have to create a new discipline, a new dialogue, a new way of living to build ourselves up. The fear spikes are going to happen. All you need for a fear spike is to say, what if? What if this? What if that? You know, what if the airlines don't come back? Guess what? That's a fear spike right there. So our job is to voluntarily build ourselves up rather than indulge in the involuntary departure from life. Way that I have sponsees build themselves up is a thing that I created called a prayer affirmation. It's a combination of a prayer and an affirmation together. It starts with good job, Andrew, making this cup of coffee successfully. I repeat it again. Good job, Andrew, making this cup of coffee successfully. I'm so proud of me. I'm so proud of me, but God, comma, that's more your success than mine, and I praise you for this. I'll do it again. Good job, Andrew, making this cup of coffee successfully. I'm so proud of me, but God, that's more your success than mine, and I praise you for this. And a power phrase is, I'll say out loud when a fear spike comes. All you need to do is turn on the television right now for like 15 seconds of the Pierce Bible Club. I'll say, Andrew, stay in life. Andrew, comma, stay in life. And I'll throw in, and good job doing that relationally. For most of my life, I didn't really have a relationship with myself. I had a reactive ship, meaning that I really didn't care about my gut reaction. I didn't care whether I was doing something out of fear or faith. I didn't know from that. I didn't really think about the future or to think about myself. I was living in a reactive ship, reactive. And many people come into UA living in a reactive ship. And our job is to have a relationship with ourselves. And that improves our relationship with everyone around us. So it's very important for me to build myself up, use that. Like I could say, Andrew, good job doing this workshop with the UK with serenity and enthusiasm successfully. I'm so proud of me, but God, I praise you for this. And I'll say, hey, stay in life and good job doing that relationally. And this is all done out loud. Because out loud, you can't do it enough out loud. And that's changing my consciousness because I'm not I'm telling my own brain that my intent is to build myself up without limits instead of beating myself up without limits, whether that's a missed bus, broken shoelace, vision, thought, whatever it is, I've spent many years beating myself up without limits, and that, again, is always leaving life. So what we want to stay in life. Okay, so I talked about time recording. Let's see, we have meetings, sponsorship, possession, consciousness. Okay, thank you. Meetings, sponsorship, possession, consciousness, service, goals, pages, action, meetings, action, partner, solvency, communication, literature, and savings. I'm not going to do every one because we only have 5 minutes to this. No, wait a second. We have more than that, right? This is a 15-minute section. Oh, I see. Okay. So we have time. Okay. So time recording I talked about. Meetings I talked about. Sponsorship I talked about. Possession consciousness. We routinely discard what no longer serves us in order to foster a belief that life is plentiful and that we will be able to provide ourselves and what we need. Again, so why would we be walking around with a hole in our sock and trying to take the sock and put it over our big toe so we don't notice that we're walking around with a hole in it and then put the sock on the next day? Well, that's thinking of the museum state of being a less downer, struggleaholic. So if we say, hey, I am not going to wear this sock with a hole in it anymore, I'm going to throw this out because it no longer serves me. I'm going to go out and buy some new socks. Well, guess what? That's one step towards prosperity. It may not be a big step, but if we're aware of why we're doing it, that's the formation of consciousness. A lot of our jobs are like socks with holes in it. A lot of the realities that we're coming from are like socks with holes in it. So it's about growing an abundant consciousness. Service, I mentioned, to keep, we have to give it away. Goals pages, I'll go into that. We set goals for all aspects of our lives. We write them down, measure our progress, and reward achievement. So for me, my goal by June 20th is to finish my website, have some videos on it, get the book that I've written on Amazon, and continuing marketing studies of me as a speaker and workshop leader and coach and all sorts of things. So that's, again, that's got nothing to do with you. That's my personal vision, and my goal on it is for June 20th. Action meetings. An action meeting is basically something you can have with 3 people once a week, or you can have with 2 people once every week or 2 months or 3 months or whatever you want to do. But it's basically saying, hey, I want to go to college and get a booking for my band or open up a pet shelter or begin to study veterinary medicine. And those are the things that we bring up in an action meeting. And it may seem scary or overwhelming to us, but the 2 people in our action meeting have been there, so they understand. So if it's a good action meeting, they're going to suggest 2 or 3 actions to take to move that vision ahead. Doesn't have to be like any big bite. It can be a little bite of how to move the thing ahead. And that's really important. I have one every Monday at 10:15, and I talk about my accomplishments from last week, and certainly this meeting is an accomplishment, especially given what we went through with Zoom. Okay, and what's an action partner? An action partner is someone we talk to every day, or at least 3 days a week. And the basic structure of that conversation is, how did it go yesterday and what are you doing today? How did it go yesterday and what are you doing today? So it's a grounding, vision, prosperity conversation of, are you looking for a job? Are you going to see a client? Are you going to do a presentation? Are you going to go to a gallery? What are you doing today? How did it go yesterday? So we don't want to do this alone. I've learned that for me, because you can always learn new things. After a lot of years, I realized that I work okay, we're going to the second section. I realized that I work much better with in a co-working agreement than arrangement than I do alone. Now, what is a co-working agreement? That's where I call like my action partner Angela, and I say, well, today I'm going to study this thing about Zoom and about website construction, and she's going to say, okay, well, I'm going to work on the people of a member of my group and do some marketing, and we just put the phone on hold, and I check in with her every 30 minutes or once an hour, And that way, I'm not alone. UA is one of the most interdependent fellowships on the planet Earth. And don't confuse that with codependent. Interdependent, where we really need each other. So co-working is where I'm in agreement for 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours. I got Judy, I got Bob, Frank, or Helen, and one of them is my co-working partner. So I'm not here alone in my apartment doing whatever I'm doing, whether it's calling or social media or marketing or writing. I'm going to talk a little bit about healthy and unhealthy. Let's see, what do we have here? Discipline. Discipline is an interesting word, because discipline is like, what are we doing every day? And sometimes we become very domineering of ourselves, and I may, let's say, want to stop for 2 hours and go out and be in nature. And this voice, no, you can't leave, you can't leave, you've got to stay here for another 4 hours. Well, the question is, maybe I can leave. Maybe I can leave and just go out and come back and be re-inspired. So as long as I'm being relational with me, I'm being aware of what's going on, I've got to look that sometimes discipline can be flexible. It doesn't have to be toxically indulgent. It doesn't have to be reactive. It can't be. It doesn't have to be something that we regret. It can be a very good thing. Maybe I need to go to an amusement park for 3 hours. That could be a good thing. Not to shirk my responsibilities, but to have a balanced perspective of where, of really what discipline is, and it's really what is of faith, what is of what do I have a feeling of peace about? And if I have a feeling of peace about it, generally it's the right thing to do. If I have a feeling of tension about it, it's generally the wrong thing to do. The other thing is that in terms of work, many times people feel that I've got to start with the hardest thing first. Am I still on the air there, guys?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. And I got to start the hardest thing in the morning and get that over with. Other people say, start with the easiest thing and get that over with. And the answer is both work. So there's got to be a flexibility of perspective in what type of discipline we're engaging in. On some days, we can do the hardest thing first. On other days, it's important to do the easiest thing first. One of the new experiences about, we've been sort of asked by the governor to stay inside here in the Northeast, so we've been inside for like 7 weeks. But one of the delightful golden core results of that has been I've been writing jokes almost every day. So I've literally written probably a couple of hundred jokes in the last 7 weeks. Now, that's not a hard thing for me to do, but what it, the type of discipline that that elicits is the discipline of looking, of wanting to do what my soul wants to do. And that I could read the newspaper in the morning, but hey, my, that kid in me wants to write jokes. The child in me wants to write jokes. So I it's important for me to listen to that and to do that. So it's a different way of looking at discipline, which essentially is the structure of repetitive behavior. So what I've learned in terms of the principles of the steps, which relates to God-centered faith, faith-seeking, honesty, consideration, and generosity, is to look at discipline not in a dogmatic way, but in a way of it being different every day. Because at the end of the day, as long as I get done what it's important for me to get done, that's all that matters.